Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla will leave the room when she says she's overwhelmed by the smell of ketchup, butt, and makeup.
Mike, I've told you, how long have I told you not to wear makeup to bed? It's horrible for the pillowcases.
It's a classic KBM.
So I told her, she said, did you put it together? I said, I do, but it's got a few dings in it. And when I say dings, I mean like the molding that just peeled off where I dropped it on the floor accidentally.
Just a couple dings. Oh, look, another ding.
7 hours.
Maybe if you got the right doc from Carla, you'd be okay.
That's true.
I could play all these sounds that I have in my computer on my television.
That'd be good. Mike, you could do a show for your family.
I mean,
gather around. We're going to do the round table, Michael.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Now it's time to play the feud.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy New Year to all of you listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to be back for 2024. Hopefully your holiday season was fantastic and you had a great time and you had a great Christmas and you had a great New Year celebration. Not New Year's, as people say. And we are on the air. It's very, very nice to see the boys back. We didn't have a lot of contact with each other over the break, the usual. And then I was surprised when we were setting up for today that Oscar is... overstaying his welcome in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Are you? Here's the question of the day: are you moving full time to Los Angeles?
Well, there is a high level meeting with a pretty big publication here later on today in Los Angeles.
Is it Al Goldstein?
It's not Al Goldstein. Okay. And then I'll see if they meet the terms.
Screw Magazine's publisher. If you just want to know.
Yes.
I don't take it any longer, Mike, but I remember it. Yeah.
It's a micro magazine. It's a zine of note.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll be quoting them as they're quoting me later on today. But nobody wants to meet in Los Angeles during the break.
No.
The holidays. They want to do it during the work hours. So I'll be here till the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, which is tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Now let me. So I'm glad that you were able to work business into the main reason that you're staying behind. And you know, as far as that would make. When did you arrive in La La Land? When did you? How long have you been there? Because I'm just curious.
On the 19th.
Okay. So
yes.
My mom used to have the adage that house guests are like fish. After three days, they stink.
Yeah.
And she was very, very exuberant sharing that with us, which is really her way of saying, if you're coming to visit me, get your ass out after 3 days. That's what that's what she would say. And I'm, God rest her soul. It was always pleasant. The lengthy stay.
Mike, by my math, he's on day 15.
15 days.
Yeah,
more than 2 full weeks.
Ask me what I did yesterday.
I'm going to guess the answer is going to be that you did some sort of toil around the house. You did some sort of work your sister.
No. I played basketball with my niece and nephew, then played a full game of volleyball as they have a basketball and volleyball set up in their backyard.
That's wonderful.
Then I watched the Rose Bowl and Cotton Bowl with my family. It's bonding.
This
like,
is
it's family
so,
bonding time.
Mike, this is so weird because that was my yesterday exactly as well.
The Rose Bowl and Cotton Bowl, I'm here to announce to you that college football.
Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl,
alive and well. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and by the way, for all those Seminoles down here, the Florida State Seminoles that were bitching about the playoffs, well, it's so horrible for them to have players beating feet after they don't get to the playoffs.
Well, they also look like a JUCO team. Like, if that's the heart and soul of your team, you didn't belong.
It's really terrible.
And let me add this. Watching the Rose Bowl parade? What is it called these
days? Rose Bowl parade.
Mike, the Tournament of Roses.
Tournament parade. Of Roses. Right.
Yes.
And Rob won't watch the game, but he'll watch the parade.
I'll participate in the parade.
Also, looking outside and knowing that just right down, like from your viewpoint, that's where it's happening. It's a surreal moment because you're like, when you're at home and freezing and there are flurries, if I'm not mistaken, in the D.C. area, there's a national
show. And they're calling for some sort of winter event this weekend. Yeah.
Some sort of winter event, a December to remember.
Boy, do I miss that.
Now, a January freeze your butt off is a different feeling because you're like, because I remember as a child, I would dream of being in Los Angeles where the warm weather was and the parade was happening. And then watching it and looking at my mom and saying, Mom, you know, we could go down and watch it in person if you want. She goes, I like staying here and watching it from here, but I like also knowing we're in Los Angeles.
My mom's still here.
My dad's still here. We're all still here.
All right. What is Tatiana's husband's name?
Costantinos.
Costantinos. I picture late at night when everybody's gone to bed. Tatiana having a little pillow talk with Constantinos going, Jesus Christ.
When are they going to leave? It's been fun. I rented.
No, you have a different set of rules with your family. Look, you can counter to me, you know, the bitterness that I have with the estrangement, the multiple estrangements that I have in my family.
Multiple estrangements.
No, I had a lot of contact with Sis over the weekend, so it was and
her tree was beautiful.
It's not hers, but that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. A
tip of the cap to my friend Eric Samuelson, who dropped off no less than a case of wine and champagne to my sister's house. He lives right down the street.
Is he a wine merchant?
No, he's just a well-to-do gentleman who happens to live in my sister's neighborhood, but was going to Bali this winter. So he dropped off a case of wine for us to enjoy during the holidays, which is
That's
very sweet.
Awesome.
Very cool.
You know, it's something that I'm probably envious that you have. You know, La Familia, which is just so tight and you can hang.
They actually love me. They really love me.
They love you and you were there. You're still there.
Our dog is here. Our dog is here on the mend. Santos is getting his life back together. He is fantastic. I will share a picture with the team. My nephew's 18 and driving, which is wild. And my niece is 14 and my nephew and brother from Boston came in. For the new year. I know that, Mike, you've always said that New Year's is, what is it, amateur hour?
I kind of modified that this year for myself. I took my kid and my wife out to dinner at the last possible second. We decided we'd get dressed up and go out and, go out early. And that was special.
Same deal.
I
had two great experiences with Turo. One with a Volvo XC90 until the guy said I couldn't extend my trip.
For those people that might be in the dark, explain the whole Turo thing to, I know what it is. Rob knows what it is, but I don't know if everybody knows.
It's Airbnb for your car, your personal vehicle.
But you don't have to sleep in it, right?
I always felt a little hinky about it, but I'm curious as to, you've done it now multiple times, and you were excited going out to get a decent car. You texted. I know you're excited when you text us that you're doing that. So the Turo experience, positive for you?
Yes. The sweaty handshake that is the Turo handoff after a couple snafus at the beginning of the process, which were cancellation by the owners of the car. I went with the Volvo XC90, the same car we drive at home. You think that you have to meet someone somewhere shady or like some pickup lot? I'm sure you do at LAX, but this gentleman who seemed to be from another land did not care. So he pulled up at Terminal 5C and just threw me a key and said, good luck, my friend. And then I took all the pictures and drove around. It was great.
How does he get home then?
I'm telling you right there, better than an Uber situation because a regular rental situation because you do it all online and you get off the plane and go out to the gate after you get your luggage and the guy swings by.
Yeah, my friend, and I'll tell you the best place from. He is from the cast of Mamma Mia. He throws me a key, and then we roll on, and that was awesome.
Okay, so that's a win.
That is
that's
a win.
That is a win. And then I said, well, this has been such a great experience. I would like to extend my trip on the little app that they give you on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I say, I would love to extend my trip. And he said, I'm so sorry. Somebody already reserved your car, but I have a brand new Ford Bronco or a Porsche Cayenne or a Mini Cooper. Which one would you like to continue your Toro visit with? I said, neither, because they're all garbage. If I'm going to go big, I'll go big with a Mercedes SL. As you recall, I tried to do that before and I didn't get the car. And now, because I have a 5-star rating on Toro and I have a record, I rented the, the best grade is Battleship Gray Mercedes SL 63. And you know how much
like
that car
boat,
is worth?
The sedan boat?
No.
Is that the SUV
it's the convertible is what it is.
Of course.
I'm going to send you a picture because it's absolutely gorgeous.
while you're sending the picture, Oscar.
Yes.
When Nia Vardalos dropped off your car at the airport.
Yes. Yes.
How did he get home? Or does he just stay at the airport until you return the car?
I think you're worried about the wrong things, Rob.
No, I'm just curious.
How they get home is not my business. I just get the car and move on with my life.
Well, that sounds a little thoughtless to me.
How would you get home?
I would first say, can I get a ride?
that's not the convenience. You don't want
then
the
I
guy,
guess he would probably
when you rent your car, you don't want the rental company manager to sit in the car with you.
I guess he probably would get an Uber or something. But it's just it troubled me that the exchange was so quick. I still don't trust it.
Well, no, he would find some sort of public transportation.
Or an Uber, a cab, or he'd have somebody pick him up.
Or somebody else. I sent you the pictures so you can put them up online. That's fine.
Oh, Oscar, thanks for slumming.
This experience.
Good God.
Gentlemen, this experience, gentlemen, was the closest to the movie.
Oh, that's Eastern an SL.
Yeah, a Mercedes SL 63.
Oh, my God, an LA car.
An LA car.
A 63, so you got the big engine in it.
The big engine. Why go small when you can go big, Mike, and you're not paying for a hotel? So. What I say is this.
Yes.
Oh, and mind you, there are some
like
caveats.
Your Christmas present to yourself.
It's a very Christmas nice. Present. To, yeah. It's a Christmas present to myself, but to my family because it's got 4 seats. And are there two back seats?
And your mom and dad will be comfortable in the back of that.
Oh no, my mom and dad don't like doing things like this. It's just for the young kids. So.
He always justifies things. It's funny. It's like they're good for my kids.
It's for the kid. It's for the kids.
The kids like it.
Yeah, the kids like it. So,
see, it's a valuable excuse to use.
Wow. See, yeah. I do the same thing when I was your age. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, why not? So old Papa Noel, Santa Claus, Santa Oscar comes through and says, "All right, kids, we're gonna have some fun. But before we can have fun, I have to." This is where Rob actually has some foresight. I have to get this vehicle. So I asked the gentleman, I said, hey, instead of meeting at LAX, which is just a quagmire, can you drop off the vehicle at my sister's house where I'm staying? And he says, of course, my friend. So
is this the same dude?
Different guy. Okay. I'm wheeling and dealing with a bunch of different people.
All right.
This gentleman is straight from Mother Russia. His name is a Russian name. It's a whole different animal, and I'm not alleging anything. But let me tell you, have you ever seen the movie? With Keanu Reeves,
Equalizer 2.
No, I know Equalizer 2. Yes, close to that.
When he breaks the shot glass, the wine glass,
it's John Wick 2, where it's a classy revenge. Mm-hmm. So the brother. Who will avenge his brother's death in just a bit. I'm getting there. Shows up with this vehicle 40 minutes late with a quarter tank of gas. And when you get these vehicles, pro tip to the people who rent them, you have to take a picture of every angle of the car because you have to return it in the same fashion you find it. So it's on you to actually figure out if you're going to take these pictures or not. So I do. And I tell the gentleman, I said, you know, usually there's a full tank of gas in these cars. There's a quarter tank. He goes, it's okay, my friend. Full package. Like the car has the full package that has nothing to do with the gas station. I'm fine.
So he's gaslighting you a little bit.
Yeah. So then
I
say, okay, like, so he's now standing outside of my sister's home, which is, you know, pictured in that vehicle behind that car. Oh, wow. And I say, do you have someone come pick you up? And he goes, I call Uber. So he's now standing in front of my sister's house in a leather jacket, and he's got some sort of shoebox, black shoebox in his hand, and smoking a cigarette while I'm trying to figure out how to drive this car.
Your sister's neighborhood, where all the neighbors now are going, I think the man across the street is doing a drug deal.
Yes.
Do you have any suspicion that the box might contain a gun?
I didn't want to ask. I didn't even think about
but,
it.
No. I know, but I want to know what's inside your head.
A gun.
My head is that this gentleman who looks like he just came from a discotheque is smoking a cigarette.
Did the car smell like smoke?
It didn't. That's the thing.
Because it's also a convertible.
Within the rules of Turo, it says no smoking, no pets, no nothing. For this one vehicle, there's so many detailed no.
Right.
I don't want to mess it up. And I'm like, I'm like, sir, I didn't catch your name. I'm so sorry. He goes, my name is Mike. And I'm like, hey, I know his name's not Mike, by the way. I know it's not.
My name is Teddy KGB.
Yes. By his third cigarette, standing outside of my sister's house while I'm trying to learn about the car, because you want to learn about it so you don't crash it, he says to me, no Uber available. And I said, well, why? He goes, signal terrible here. You give me a ride. And I'm like, oh my God.
So the aforementioned, the manager shouldn't go. Rob had a decent point there that maybe the guy would have asked you for a ride because this guy's offering a ride.
So I'm not going to say no to the guy in the leather jacket and leather pants and shoebox.
The box full of guns.
I need to get him out of the zip code, right? I need to get him out of the, my sister's going to get upset. I got to get him quick. Out of here. So I say, okay, I'll give you a ride as soon as you finish that cigarette and we can go. I can't get cigarette smell in this car.
Give me a ride to desert.
And then he says, okay. And I kid you not, he smoked the whole cigarette the entire time, waited till he was done before he got into the car while the car was running and I'm waiting to take him.
Down to the filter.
That's just the way he rolls.
Yeah.
All right. So he gets in the car and you're
in the car.
I would imagine you're just a little edgy.
I'm a little edgy because the English isn't great and my small talk is not working with him at all. So, tops down, we're driving, and I don't know. I have a pet peeve when people reach over to the steering wheel to show you things while you're driving.
Yeah, well,
it's not safe.
This guy did not care. Because he's like, you should play music. And then arm across to as I'm driving on the steering wheel, clicking the little button on the steering wheel to change the volume and the music as I'm going.
But before that, I have a question.
Hills.
Did he indicate where you were traveling to, which to me would be a very important detail? Did he tell you where you were going? Or were you going to take him to an area where there was good cell service, or were you going to drop him off at his warehouse?
I'll take you down to Manhattan Beach, which is down the street, 20 minutes away.
Okay. All right.
So, which is not so down the street, but in LA, 20 minutes is nothing. Yeah. So, but he keeps reaching over while I'm driving and doing things to the steering wheel because he clearly knows this car.
The song and that he played for you, Oscar, was it? Did it happen to be this? I'm just curious when he reached out.
Turn it up, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
That is a callback from the day. Oh, God, I wish we had the video.
Okay, so it wasn't that song.
God,
just checking.
That's awesome. That is
no,
awesome.
It was some sort of like European techno. So We finally get down to, I didn't get as far as Manhattan Beach. It wasn't tenable. So I got him down to Redondo Beach, which is fine. Drop him off. We shake hands. That's it. Rent the car. Beautiful. My dad's never been in a convertible, like next to the coast.
Dad have fun in it?
He had so much fun. He had me take a full photo shoot for our book of face, as he calls it, El Book del Face. So he can show all his friends. My niece and nephew were great. I just, a quick heads up for all you gazillionaires out there that can afford a car like this. The four seats is not really four seats. It's for little kids or maybe
two
an overnight bag.
Seats and name.
Yeah. Yes. Mike, you had an SL back
I had
in
an
the
old
day,
one,
you know.
Yeah. I had an right? old one back in the day. It would be ancient. That would be vintage. Now that's when you know you're old. I had one that would be considered a vintage. I bought it brand new.
My favorite car you've ever owned, Mike.
Well, and it so also great. Was, you know, it was the first big contract I got in my career, and it was the greatest feeling I'll never duplicate it, driving off a lot because of where I had been and where it's a cool car. Yeah. Probably not the same attitude that the car had. That was in its day, like one of the very, very first, if not the first, hard top convertible. Mine wasn't a hard top. It just was a very cool automatic.
It was.
Convertible.
It was. This is how cool.
Great
it was
mechanism
you,
on it
for you children of the 90s and 80s. If anybody remembers the movie New Jack City, Nino Brown had an SL, and he was the king of the world. Like
the
it
thing,
was that type
here's
of car.
What you balance when you have cars. First of all, driving that car that Oscar rented in L.A., no big whoop. Just like Naples, Florida.
No, nobody cares. It's not,
nobody's
cares.
Blinking at you. Nobody's blinking at you in whatever car you drive in that part of the world. Doesn't matter. No. You drive that in the rest of the country. You drive that in middle America. Yeah. Everybody has an instant impression, oh, look at that a-hole. That's just the way people roll.
Yeah. Well, it felt great. Right. I had a surfer guy at the gas station New Year's because I had the car till yesterday. And he's like, I love your car. I said, why, thank you. Happy New Year's to you as well, sir.
You know, you're not going to give him the story, right?
I mean, he doesn't need to know this is a Toro.
It's a Toro car.
It's a Toro. You should look it up. Here's the link. And then the best part of all, outside of all of the, you know, the trips down to Orange County and it going down to Newport, was just absolutely beautiful, right? Because the weather was pretty good. Doesn't matter because heads up, in a convertible like that, you don't feel the cold. They make sure you don't.
You see them down here in Florida too. The people, it's hysterical when you see the people that rent a convertible and they still want to use it. I'm dropping my kid off at school, and I'm watching these people like with a parka on, just going,
"Yeah,
oh my god, we have."
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you don't feel the cold because
it's got a windbreak on it.
Yeah,
but it also has something called an air scarf where the heat. Just comes all over you from the back of the headrest. It's amazing.
Oh, see, that's new. They didn't have that when I had mine.
Just gorgeous.
I feel that normally through the day. Is that normal?
Air scarf?
My back is
hey,
so
Rob,
sweaty.
Are you on the right side of your picture? Center your picture a little bit. All right. You look like he looks like he's too far right. There you go.
There you go. Okay. So
sorry
yesterday,
about that, folks.
And this is where I'll cap it with my shenanigans. Mike, what is that big Rolls Royce, the new SUV called? You probably see it all the time in Naples. The Cullinan?
I know the Bentley. It's a Bentayga. Bentley, but the Rolls Royce, I don't know what the Rolls is.
Mac, look up the Rolls Royce Cullinan real quick.
Oh, the Cullinan. Yeah. All right. There
is
you
that
go.
The Cullinan or Cullinan?
I have no idea.
It's not my world, right? It's not my world. Mm-hmm. So the gentleman writes me. Mind you, they're supposed to pick this car up at 1 p.m. Because that's what I paid till 1 p.m. But since I knew that they delivered it 40 minutes late, I was not expecting them to pick it up at 1:40. I was expecting to pick it up whenever the F they want because it seems like the type of, you know, outfit that does what they want. That guy.
Wow.
This car right here that you're seeing on the screen. It starts at $457,000, that truck. It starts there. And I'm outside, and my sister, like, she's taking pictures of the car because we're still excited. Like, we're not beyond
what they rolled
being
up
excited
in
about a car like this. And then around the corner, up the hill, this black, tinted-out Cullinan pulls up, and she's like, I bet you this is the gentleman who's picking up his car. And I said, no gentleman. Chance. And as soon as the car rolls up next to us, it stops, completely tinted out, including the windshield, mind you. And a gentleman that looks like a guy out of Central Casting with a designer belt, designer Hermes shoes, a Ferragamo belt, Louis Vuitton, not Merce, but man bag around his chest, and a tight shirt gets out and says, Oscar, how was the ride?
Is it the same guy?
Different guy. Original different, guy. Not the
different
brother.
Gang
the original
member.
Guy. Different guy.
Maybe a brother?
The brother. And then my sister says, hi, like I'm Tatiana. And he's like, you speak Russian? And my sister's like, no, but he goes, Tatiana's a Russian name. And he goes, yes, you know, that's just my name. We're Latin. She goes, you should speak Russian. Oscar, is my car ready?
Oh, wow.
It's all business.
You should speak Russian right
yes.
there. I'm very tired. I had a big fight with Bob Odenkirk last night. He kicked ass of all of my main guys. You know.
And because I'm not a rube, I did spruce up the car because you have to give it back clean. So I vacuumed the mats, and then I, as you can tell, Mike, the car is clean within the pictures, the interior.
Yes,
right?
Very nice. Nice.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
nice.
Did you put a gift in it, like a bunch of Beats or anything?
No, I didn't do anything. I just
what, Beats headphones.
No, Beats like the food because Russians
Beats.
Love Beats. Yes.
Oh, you mean like for borscht?
Yes.
Jesus. Your alternate. I have to get, you know, when we come back after a little break, I have to get back up to speed with Rob's universe and the way his brain works because it's tough to catch up. It really is.
I didn't know that the Russians liked borscht and they
well,
were
the borscht is a beet soup. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
beets,
know that.
Beets, not, well no, I don't want to insult Russian people. Borscht is a very, if it's made well, apparently can be very good. I'm not a connoisseur, nor do I like beets.
Yeah, I don't like Beats either, so there you are.
Fair enough. So, he gets in the car, and all I'm looking for is the 5-star review. Because if you get another 5 stars, then I unlock another level of being able to rent cars from Turo.
Okay. So do you have to achieve a certain level on Turo to be able to rent certain cars where people will only accept people with, like if you rent one car, like you rent a Volkswagen and you get a 5-star review. Does that mean you can now move up or how does that whole thing work? You're talking like you have to earn it. You're paying your money. Your money's green. I mean, I'm curious.
Correct. So much like Uber, I feel like there's a ratings game. Like if you're an A-hole, you don't get 5 stars.
So they're going to check you out.
Yeah. So you want to be a 5-star renter. Mm-hmm. So I want to be
does
a 5-star
the provider
renter.
The guy with the car or the people with cars on this Turo, do they determine what level they're at or does Turo do it?
Yeah, no. So we rate each other. Like I can rate the renter and I can
very good.
He can rate me as the person he rented the car to. Mm-hmm. So I say to him, I already have 1 5-star review for my last rental. I would love another. And he says, excuse me? And I said, yeah, I would love another 5-star review. I'm about to give you a 5-star review. He goes, signal bad here. Text me tomorrow to remind me. Then he drives away.
Oh, no.
Tick. Just badass. I mean, I know you describe these tiny, nuanced little things that happen just almost it makes me think the guy is in organized crime of some kind.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Because also when my sister called, asked him, she goes, do you have a card or like, and she goes, well, we have 20 cars. What kind of car are you into? I have no idea.
So he runs the Turo is his biz.
Yes. And this is how you know someone gives 0 Fs about the cars they drive. Do you have the, maybe I'm wrong. You guys give me your take.
All right.
Do you keep the sticker like the actual car sticker of when you bought the car, new, obviously.
In your glove box. Yes, I have.
In your glove box. Okay.
Uh-huh. I keep it on file. I don't put it in the glove box.
I keep it in a folder if I happen to have one.
I usually keep it in the glove compartment.
I usually buy used and they don't come with the sticker. So right. That's just what it is. So.
That's what I do now.
Mike, you papered the back.
No, let me correct that.
Yeah.
I don't buy now.
You anything. Lease.
No. You got a lease. I don't buy. No. If you're keeping track, 2024, yes. End of 2023, into 20.
Yes.
I don't buy. Anything, gum. I don't buy, so I don't know yet. I know, and I'm waiting till August when Carla's lease is up, and then
gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
But in years
when,
past, Mike,
when you purchase them,
I would keep some cars. I would always have a if it was there. I'd put it in the glove compartment.
Okay.
Well, then you know it's his car, and I'm wrong to think otherwise. But so, of course, as I'm vacuuming every nook and cranny because I want 5 stars, which I don't know if I'll ever get because he probably just moved on with his life.
Right.
I look in the glove compartment, and how much do you think this Mercedes 2022 SL63, big engine, Mike, you know your cars, cost?
$160,000.
I'll take the over of 160.
Mac Attack?
$1 million.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you in the spirit of the show. I appreciate that.
The sticker price was $186,000.
That is a gross overcharging for that car. That is a MSR. You get that car for $160,000. Not that I know,
still,
but I still
it's
look.
It's still $160,000.
It's double. It's over. It's $20,000 over double. What it was back in the day. It's fine. And by the way, all premium cars, if you look over the last five years, they have all really pretty much doubled. It's now a six-figure car is not an unusual thing for a luxury car. They're all doing it now. They're all doing it. Do you guys remember $100,000 for a car was like a supercar? You
That's
pay
a
for a supercar.
That's a That'd Ferrari, be a Ferrari. Or a Lamborghini.
No, no, yeah. It's just you go down to get your SUV. It's you go get
well, yeah,
yourself.
Well, an
go get a truck. Go buy an F-150.
Yeah, an F-150 easily over six figures. Easily.
Yeah, you're going to have to look at least 5 years of financing for that.
Five years.
Thank
we'll
you.
Put you on the 120-month plan, sir. So
the weighed in by Rob Forrester. Over there on the
how many months is your Forester again?
It was 72 months. But it'll last.
His car payment is $83.75 a month.
And Mike, I'm paying $85 every year. So it gets done fast. Yeah.
Right. And the interest rate is 15.3%.
Because I took a lot of interest in it. Yes.
But guys, I think as a whole, one of the best trips you've ever had in Los Angeles. The weather wasn't fantastic, but just to see their family and be together was nice. So
that's good. It's
that
good.
Is
well,
good.
We've got, you know, we're glad that we are reunited. And I think that, you know, I'll tell you about Christmas because I think I finally, my son had a great Christmas.
That's great.
And I have just finally accepted the fact that my reality is my reality.
Okay.
And, you know, I think in order for me to really get something I want from now on, I'm going to have to print out what I want and leave it in the house somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have what I had.
I have a tip for you, Mike.
I'll give you my gifts. My wife's the only one that buys me gifts, and so I'll go over my gifts when we come back. Not that I'm ungrateful. Hey, everybody. I'm not. I'm really not ungrateful. I don't feel that way. Don't reinvent yourself for the new year. Just rehydrate yourself with Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, all in a single delicious stick. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. You can feel like a hydrated new you, ready to take on 2024. Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. It's so good and so easy. Just add to your water bottle, shake it up, and go.
gold.
Dry white peach, green grape are my favorite, lemon lime. Actually, I love them all. And you will too. Make it a Liquid IV 2024 and be the best that you can be. Rehydrate yourself for the new year. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right.
Hold on. I buried the lead. Earthquake yesterday, 4.4.
You weren't in Japan.
No, there was one in the 14 miles from Torrance. I was here. I felt it. Started my day with it. Wasn't a big deal.
They don't blink. No. They don't blink for that.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It just wasn't a big deal.
There was an earthquake in Montgomery County last night, like a 2.2. That was very strange.
Isn't it that I mean, you realize it's maybe this stuff is kind of connected, because with Japan getting theirs, the severe one, and then little earthquakes around the world. I've never done a deep dive on that as to getting one in one area might affect how those plates move in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
But it's tectonic plates.
Yes.
Yeah, the tectonic plates jumping all over. Bad time for Japan, though, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, really.
I don't know what happened. I've been watching bowl games.
Well, I mean, not only the earthquake that was severe in a part of Japan, but then a horrible plane crash that miraculously a Japan Airlines plane collided with another plane on the runway and burst into flames. And how they got everybody out of that plane is beyond.
I don't even know this. This is crazy.
Oh, the video is horrifying.
JAL plane, and they got, man, did they do a great job with that. That'll be textbook how to get people out of a plane. But very, very tough.
Very
scary.
I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Yeah, you'd be in the La La Land, just driving around in your sports car. I mean, I wouldn't be paying attention either.
Jesus, this is why people on the West Coast are happier. They don't have to deal with this like news junkie nonsense.
Yeah,
I will explain
it to you. Down here in Florida, if I didn't do what I do for a living, I would be blissfully unaware. I know guys down here that once they get out of the racket, once they retire, they get out of day-to-day events with the news, and you don't pay attention, and it's kind of a bubble. If you happen to live in a major metropolitan area of the East Coast, it's kind of tough to avoid that, but I guess you can do it, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, very scary.
Did it crash during the earthquake?
No. It landed and apparently collided with another plane that was
on the
runway. The
other plane was taxiing, right?
Very, very, very scary situation. So Christmas in the O'Mara household, it really was my son. I have to be honest with you. My son, in years past, the record on Christmas morning was 3:30 in the morning. 3:30 in the morning where he got us up one year. That has passed. That ship has sailed. And I am here to tell you that I was up Christmas morning at 6:30 a.m. My wife got up shortly after I did, and we were sitting there waiting for him, because he had stayed up late playing with his buddies online. And, you know, we threw the rules out the window for his little vacation. So we let him do a lot of late nights with the gaming, which is cool with him. He's a good kid. I will tell you that I have to, at my advanced age, finally, once and for all, accept the reality that material possessions and holidays or birthdays do not matter to me. That it's not, I'm not going to be satisfied if I still have the inner little Mikey who's in the back of his mind thinking he's going to get something special. I have a wife that is out there slaying the dragon. She's going to be doing some wonderful work for us on TMOS as well. She works, works all the time.
God bless her.
You can't have it all the time. So the idea of me somehow in the back of my mind thinking there would be a surprise, wonderful material possession coming my way on Christmas was foolish. And all I succeed in doing is setting myself up for disappointment. So I can't do it anymore. And if I am going to get something that I truly want, for a birthday or a Christmas gift, I need to know it probably going in, that I'll feign surprise and go, oh, I got that thing I've been hustling for forever. And by the way, the next time this will come up will be in June. And I am telling you right now.
Oh, birthday season.
I plan to start. I plan a month, maybe even a month and a half out. I plan to lock it in, know if it's the right thing, if it's attainable, and lobby for it. That's
what
I'm
going to do. Can I offer a piece of advice, Mike, that worked for me this Christmas?
Right. What is that?
I pulled Robert aside, and I said, I've mentioned to Mom that I need and would love to have a new shop vac, because my shop vac that I'd had for 25 years had died. And a shop vac is an important thing to have when you're a suburban guy. And I said, I don't think it's landing. Can you lobby for me with Mom, but not tell her we had this conversation? He said, gotcha. And he leaned in on it, and he went in, and I got my shop vac, because his quote was, he said, I told her, I really think Dad deserves this.
So you knew, was it wrapped?
Yeah, but I didn't know that he had success with
it. Well, you had to know when he got the 4-foot box under the tree, right?
I assumed when I came, but I didn't know until Christmas morning, because it had been hidden. So he did a great solid. But
was it a great one?
Mike, it's a great one.
A great
one. It's a DeWalt. It's just what I wanted.
Congratulations. Yeah. I had not dropped any real hints, but foolishly.
Not even to your wife?
No, because
you got to, though.
Well, there's a reality about that, you know, we have to consider that, you know, the times are a little leaner than they've been, and I can't lobby for, you know, super expensive. But I'm a pretty simple person. I think that. For me, you know, even the simple things, assuming that I'm going to get those, are. I'll give you a great example.
All right.
My wife could roll over to the pro shop where I play golf and walk out with a bag, and my Christmas is made. That's how easy it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? She could do that without any problem whatsoever. But I didn't do that. So on Christmas, I see the packages, and God love her, she wanted what she wanted. She wanted a fake fireplace. A little wall unit, fake fireplace with the cabinets on the side.
Yeah.
She wanted that for her place of business. And she left me the link to what this was. Yep. I went out to the home store and I said, I've got you something you want. And she says to me, I hope it's really the one I wanted. I said, what do you mean? Well, the link that I sent you.
Yeah, she sent you.
Then she stops. She goes, show me what you got me.
Oh,
I said, I don't want
God.
To show you what. She said, show me what the one. I said, it's the one. It's like the one you want. I said, she said, like the one I want. She goes, that's not the one I want. Send it back. And I did. And then I got the one she wanted from Amazon, because I really do believe that she wanted to make sure that not only did she get the gift she wanted for her office, but Daddy was going to have to spend not two, not four, not six, 7 hours on one whole day of my vacation putting that Prestwood piece of shite together for her. And let me just say, kids, Prestwood, if you're putting together such a vast majority of furnishings nowadays is made out of that crap.
Yeah, that's
and
most of it is. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, don't force, don't bend. And for the love of God, don't drop.
Yeah, don't because force it.
If you drop or you press or you force, it's going to disintegrate, which it did with me. So I told her, she said, did you put it together? I said, I do, but it's got a few dings in it. And when I say dings, I mean like the molding that just peeled off where I dropped it on the floor accidentally.
Just a couple dings. It was, oh, look, another ding.
7 hours.
I didn't seven mean to epping make this hours. Look like you scratched it, but you did.
And then when I peeled off the glued backing for one of the screw sets, and I had to nail it to make it really, and then the nail went through to the other side. Yeah. You know, it was an ordeal.
Wait,
it was
an ordeal. Saying, but just to clarify, I'm sorry if I cut you off.
I go right ahead.
Are you saying that the Because, and Mike, look, in fairness, I'd love to make fun of Mike here, but I can't. Because I've been in situations where you have to kind of go see what you're about to buy, because what you may receive in the mail from a big box or like an Amazon store may not be the quality you're looking for. So the one that Mike probably bought, he went and inspected and saw and said, okay, this is good. This will work. This is already pre-built. It comes set up.
Pre-built.
Ready to go.
Pre-built. Put it in the back of the car, unpack it.
Done.
Bam.
Done deal. Done deal. Which, by the way, for something like what Mike's talking about, which is a lot of moving parts, it's like building a grill.
Oh, the worst.
You got to figure that out.
Yeah, because what you're doing is you're taking a lot of teeny tiny parts, like cams and screws that are designed to connect this cardboard together. Otherwise, it's going to break in two.
Yeah, and also, and Mike, know that when I did these bookshelves behind me, that was a day in itself, and they are so flimsy. All this pressed wood furniture, until you put that last bolt in, they can fold like an accordion.
Yes.
I mean, so the whole process, the whole process, you're on razor's edge because it could all disintegrate in front of you. It's horrible.
It was difficult. It was difficult.
So what you ended up buying, which was the style that Carla wanted, may not have been the quality she wanted.
Right.
It was.
Did she like it still? Did she still like it?
No, I sent it back, and then the one I got was the link she had, and she was happy because she liked it. And then she said, "Will you put that together for me?" And I went down and I put it together, and I really knew as soon as I opened the box what I was in for. And
what was the financial differential between what was sent to you and what you first purchased?
What?
Did you save money when you bought the one that you first purchased?
Yes.
Not the one on her link. Okay.
Yes.
So that's valid too.
So the other one was more expensive.
Yeah, of course. Always.
But his time is money.
You can't put a price on time.
But that's, you know, I'm talking about her gift, which she was very happy with. And then I went out and bought her some clothes so she'd have things to open on Christmas. And she was happy with that as well. Would you like to know what I got?
Yeah.
All right.
What did you get, Mr. Michael?
I'm going to go right down the list. All right. Let me see if I can remember correctly what I got.
Probably a lot.
I got three gifts. The first gift was a Tommy Bahama pair of jeans.
Nice.
Tommy Bahama pair of jeans with the weight loss. Very excited to try new clothing on, but unfortunately, the runway for these particular Tommy Bahama jeans was a little shorter than I expected, and the Tommy Bahamas were too tight around my waist. And they were, I'm going to be conservative here, they were approximately an inch and a half too short. So I put them on and I'm like, you know, because I'm a person, when you give me clothes, I put them right on. And I'll wear them all day if I like them. I'll wear them all day.
And you put them on over the clothes you're wearing.
Yes.
do people not know your size in your family?
They know, but the size, like men's pants, fit differently. With different sizes.
Not an inseam.
An inseam is the same for a thousand years.
All right. Would you like to know a little deet that I have?
Yes,
and I don't know how it's happened.
Please.
You know when they talk about when you lose weight that your Schweinsteiger gets bigger?
Yes.
Okay. I am now up a size in length. I don't know how that works.
You can finally stand up straight. The weight isn't holding you down.
I don't think it's stand up straight. Just know I had to try pants on to go out for New Year's Eve at the last minute. I didn't have anything that fit, and I'm going through all these pants, and it's a new world where I'm 6 inches off my...
You're not hunched over anymore.
You don't have a belly to hide.
I don't know if it's that.
To be honest, but Mike, to be absolutely clear, when you say
I was a 30 length in pants, which is kind of like represent. And now I'm a 32 in some pants that I'm wearing, which is very strange. Pants I wore out on New Year's Eve were 32 inch length.
You should
have the same inseam now, Mike. We have the same inside. That's great.
Okay.
We can swap.
You can do everything I've done. You've repeated. Like, I have the shelves too. I have the same size too. You're starting 2024 just like you finished 2023 copying me.
But Rob is, in fairness to Rob,
Rob's 5 inches taller than I am.
Yeah, but he's got a big gut, and that takes up some of the inseam.
It does. It does.
You're 32 inseam?
Yeah, have been since high school, I think.
I would think you'd be longer than that, like a 34.
I've heard that from many people.
He's taller than both of us, but think about the fabric and the way the gut works.
Yeah.
When you're going straight, like things,
Rob wears his jeans like a normal person, though. He's never worn clothing. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, with the stomach on top of.
I beg to differ. I saw mom jeans.
Mom jeans go above the belly button, though.
Yeah.
Above the belly button, which is hiding your gut, which takes up inseam.
Yeah. Yeah, but true. You know the guys I'm talking about are the guys that where you see somebody wearing like a 29-inch pair of jeans where the belt is hidden, like right along the pubic bone.
Exactly.
And the stomach just goes over.
Nobody does that. But
no. So they don't fit.
Your inseam will probably, because you're tall, you're a little taller than I am. My inseam, Mike, is a 32. My inseam.
How wacky is it that we all have the same inseam now?
I'm really surprised. I thought it was like
is a miracle.
Your inseam, Rob's should be most likely. I'm just assuming should probably be like 34, and yours, Mike, should be at least a 34.
No, never, because they'd be dragging on the ground. And by the way, some of the pants I drive. What
if you pull it up to your crotch, and even if you don't wear them that way, if you pull it up to your crotch for measurement, that is going to be your inseam forever. It's the length of your leg.
Your European fit.
Yeah, that's what I love.
All I know is I think I've grown in the last, I don't know, it's weird.
In all regions, Mike?
Do you feel good? Do you feel great?
Yeah,
you look great.
I feel really good. I felt really good when I wore the pants that I finally fitted, but it took me a long time to fit them because I really didn't know what I was doing. But that, to make a long story short, the gift I got, no fit. Just put it up, fold it up, put it back in the, put it back on the table, put it in the table, I'll return it.
Time to return
it. And then I got my big gift, my expensive gift, which was a computer dock for my MacBook.
Yeah.
And I opened it, and it says, okay, here's connect it to this, and then it will connect to your television. And I'm like, what? I don't require that. I will never use that. I was not trying to be rude, but I said I don't. This was long after Christmas was over because it sat next to me. I thought it was like a charging. I don't know what the hell it was. Mm. All I know is that for my purposes, it was useless. She said, I spent a lot of money. I said, yeah, you spent a lot of money and you didn't put any. No, I didn't say that. I thought that. You didn't put any thought into that.
You're allowed to think that.
So that's back. That's being returned. And then I think there was was there a shirt? There was a shirt that fit. Some shirt that fit. I think I wore it. I don't even remember what it was.
Wait, only opened three things?
I got three gifts. Four, maybe.
That
from,
is so
my kid.
Sad.
Yeah.
How many gifts did you get for Christmas?
Me?
Well, you have like 10,000 family members out there.
Let me be clear here. They don't have to be luxurious things. They could just be a shirt.
No.
They could be like a little, like a fun, like a mind puzzle game.
Your family, do you do stockings for each other that have like little things in them?
No.
You should.
Yeah.
You
do stockings for Michael.
That.
And by the way, I didn't get my wife a lot of stuff. You know, I got her the thing she really wanted.
They're like sweeteners. So like just little, they're not real. Like this is not your main gift. They're just gifts.
Yeah.
I think I had, this is crazy, and it's going to sound like I'm bragging, but I might be lowballing no less than 30 gifts to open. It was crazy.
What? Yeah. 30?
30.
We're going to break. I'm sorry.
Wow. I agree.
So goddamn jealous.
Mike.
Swear
but to
God,
be fair, 10 of those
Mercedes,
gifts.
Living his best life.
Mike, to be fair, 10 of those gifts.
What?
10 of those gifts were maps to how to get home.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes,
yeah, they
yes.
were all Russian nesting dolls. Are you playing the thing? I can't hear it.
Yes.
All right, thank you. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara show. So depressed right now. I shouldn't be. Happy holidays. The new year is here.
Whee!
And the results are in. The United States of America loves its merch from the Mike O'Mara Show online store. I got the mug right here. I'm drinking my coffee out of it, all right?
Thank you.
Online stuff. It was great seeing our stuff all over social media and all the smiles that it brought. If you missed out, good news. You didn't miss out. You can still get it and get in on the good stuff from legacy T-shirts and cozy hoodies to our life-affirming keychains. It's your one-stop shop to show your team.
TMOS Passion. And yes, we still have the stickiest stickers in town. Don't miss out. Share the TMOS gospel. We hand-select everything for top-tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for awesomeness. Thank you for your support, dear ones. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com, everybody. There it is. There is the Kraken, and it's time
to... Hey, the Kraken got 30 gifts.
30 gifts. That rat bastard. How dare he?
Very, very exciting. Hold on just a second. I'm fixing things here because I was unprepared.
The stuff was for Santos. Look at him. Look at this little papa.
Good boy. How was he on the plane? How was he on the plane for the trip?
Oh, that we had to carry. If you've ever carried a dog or a child through any airport, you know that your back is killing you at the end of the day.
It's rough.
It was terrible.
It is.
Terrible.
Let us begin here when I bring this up here. Hold on just a second. He's I'm having trouble, now, boys. Having a little technical issue here with the new year. We'll start with...
Maybe if you got the right doc from Carla, you'd be okay.
That's
true.
Yeah,
I could play all these sounds that I have in my computer on my television.
That'd be good. Mike, you could do a show for your family.
I mean...
Gather around. We're going to do the round table, Michael.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Now it's time to play the feud.
Oh, God. I'm pathetic. I am so pathetic. I really am.
Listen to this lady say Mike is very, very, very sexy. It's coming right out of the TV.
Oh, no. I lost it now. I'm not going to screw up the whole show doing this.
It's okay, really, Mike. This is live to tape. We have this all coming.
We can all.
I don't necessarily. I want this left in. I want people to know my story. Hey, listen. This didn't take long.
Yes.
On the first day that Disney's 1928 short Steamboat Willie entered the public domain, became everybody's.
Right.
A trailer has dropped. This is great. I led with this. A trailer has dropped for a horror comedy featuring none other than Mickey Mouse as the killer.
Love it.
This is the most controlled character in the history of characters. The synopsis for the film called Mickey's Mousetrap reads, "It's Alex's 21st birthday, but she's stuck at the amusement arcade on a late shift, so her friends decide to surprise her, but a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own with them, which she must survive."
Goodness. I'm in. I'll watch
it. Yeah, I like it. The trailer also features the words, "A place for fun, a place for friends, a place for hunting. The mouse is out."
But you know, Disney has already issued a counter announcement saying that only the version of Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie is in the domain now. So any later designs for Mickey, and he would change a lot, they'll still serve you with papers. So it has to look like the primitive Mickey Mouse of Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, you knew they had to be on that. That's all they give a rat's ass about at Disney.
Get it?
Litigation. That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. Rock band Green Day altered the lyrics of their well-known song American Idiot to criticize Donald Trump during a televised New Year's Eve performance, during one of those horrible television shows on New Year's Eve. During a set on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, the lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong replaced the line, "I'm not a part of a redneck agenda," with "I'm not a part of the MAGA agenda." The song was originally released to criticize former President Bush in 2004. Green Day fans flocked to social to share the live performance during the New Year's Eve event with host Ryan Seacrest. And I just have to tell you, I enjoyed Miley Cyrus. And if she's listening to this podcast, Miley, come back to Miami and do a variety show like you did, where it was just entertainment and not horrible broadcasters trying to hype something that cannot be hyped. You can't do it. It's terrible. No. It's not entertaining. It's not entertaining when you talk about a parade float and you get exuberant and you read a script. It's not entertaining when you manufacture excitement when there is none. It's entertaining when you let entertainers just do stuff. And the hype machine is just...
It's so forced. It's such bad TV. And then Miley came along last year, and I was raving about it. For 2 days, I was raving about how great she was. And then, lo and behold, I was looking for her this year, and we didn't have any Miley performing up there. But, boy, I'd love to see. I thought that was going to be a regular thing. But
I went to bed at like 10:15 on New Year's Eve, ate my 12 grapes, and went to bed because there was no reason.
That's why we call you Mr. Excitement.
What time did you go to bed?
Huh?
What time did you go to bed?
12:30.
That is exciting. So
2 a.m.
That's 5 a.m.
I stayed up with my 10-year-old. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I stayed up with my 10-year-old, and then I just went out and I made love to my shop vac.
Oh, I got that attachment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but on the reverse setting.
Weird, right? Yeah. I was going to say that it was weird waking up on New Year's Day, and not having anything trending with all the coverage.
You were just going to say it was weird waking up.
It was weird waking up.
That was weird. Former GOP lawmaker Adam Kinzinger has revealed, this is the story that was permeating my feeds, because obviously the way I think, all during the holiday. Adam Kinzinger revealed new details about Donald Trump's alleged bad odor. This was all over the place, and I'm laughing my ass off about it, claiming that he reeks of a combination of several unsavory scents, including armpits, old ketchup, and butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Speaking on the Midas Touch Network on Thursday, Mr. Kinzinger reignited claims around the former president's not good smell and launched into a lengthy description of it. Here's what Kinzinger says, tough name to pronounce. It's not good, the best way to describe it. Take armpits, ketchup, and butt, and makeup. That's the thing that grossed me up.
Oh, my God.
And makeup, and put that all in a blender and bottle that as a cologne, he said. That's kind of that. I've been amazed that everybody is just kind of learning about this now, he added. And apparently it's a thing about Trump, which is amazing to me.
Allegations of being continent during the filming of The Apprentice, that he was wearing undergarments to, you know, help that out, and the deodorizing of the undergarments weren't helping. So that he was, he was pooping himself.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that, too, as well. Yeah. That's, but the odor is kind of.
And, you know makeup is a creepy smell.
Think about it. If you are claiming certain things that really aren't true, and then take that all the way into your personal life, where it's like, I smell better than anybody else.
I smell the best.
And you're around yes people all the time. Nobody's going to, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
You experienced a little of that, didn't you?
Me?
Rob?
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely.
You couldn't say anything.
Well, if I did, it would have been the whole show.
Look, anybody who is around anyone. We had a guy at, I think it was WOHN in Herndon, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to say you stink to somebody. And God love this one guy.
I disagree. You got to tell him. You got to tell him.
Oh, but it's Oscar, but it's though, not but you in the past, Oscar has avoided saying it and just brought in candles.
To who?
It was an intern in the past. I won't say any names. But
you can say the name. We'll bleep it up.
She was the intern, and her name escapes me, that went and was so excited about finding the BM on the parking deck.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't say anything to her. If it's a guy, you have to tell him.
Yeah, well, a guy is different. Yeah.
Well, the way the story was explained to me, he went to another radio station, WEAM. There, I'll give that for those. That'll make people that want to do the scavenger hunt a little more.
You mean the Redcoats on 1390 WEAM?
WEAM. And the general manager, who was one of these bigger-than-life general managers, calls the dude in and says, hey, you stink. The other DJs are complaining about it.
Man, so, if the DJs are complaining about it, they've got a pretty low bar. That's bad.
Exactly.
This is the move. This is the pro move for anybody that wants to know how to do it in 2023. You have to have a witness. Well, now 2024. You have to have a witness, and then you give them an olive branch. You literally give them a stick of deodorant and say, this is yours, and have the witness say, please use this. That's all you have to do. Yeah. And then they walk out. And then that's that. Done deal.
Well handled.
It's funny. It just is funny, you know. It hey, is. Guess what? I found it. I found
good.
It, guys. I found it. Oh, yeah, but it's not playing because I suck. All right. What? There you go. I was all excited with my boom whoosh, you know. Come on. What's wrong with my – I'm so sad. I'm so sad.
Don't be sad. Don't be sad.
There's always something after a long break that I forget to do, and this was one of them right now. Let's move on. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
This is true.
And apparently it makes sleep sounder, too. New research from the University of Michigan finds that it's actually more beneficial for couples to sleep apart than together. If a disruption-free 8 hours is the goal, doesn't apply to me. Carl and I, my sleep patterns are my sleep patterns. Has nothing to do with Carla. She sleeps soundly. She does not rustle around. I don't know, but I do 6-7 hours. That's usually the best I can do.
Yeah.
The news comes as more and more couples are opting out of conventional shared bed sleeping arrangements, with celebrities like Cameron Diaz pushing to end the stigma around sleeping in other rooms. Now, listen, with this said, where Carla doesn't bother me, when she says she's going to go sleep in Michael's room or she's going to sleep somewhere else, it's not a bad thing. It actually is kind of a little break, you know, a little elbow room and stuff like that. But it's called a sleep divorce. 1 in 3 Americans are keeping the sheets to themselves for improved health and for the sake of their relationships. A recent survey by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine found this. That correlates directly to the number of U.S. citizens not getting enough sleep per the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So a lot of people are doing this right
now. It happens in my household because Carrie likes to sleep with a window open and I don't. And so when,
like, even when it's cold?
Yeah, she loves it. But she's a, you know, she's a mature woman and she has hot flashes. I guess I can say that. Yeah. And sometimes she'll need it cold. And so she has to deal with that and she's working with her doctor. But you can only keep a bedroom so cold without, you know, making it unpleasant. So if the kids are not home, she will sneak off to Julia's bed at night.
Carla will leave the room when she says she's overwhelmed by the smell of ketchup, butt, and makeup.
Mike, I've told you, how long have I told you not to wear makeup to bed? It's horrible for the pillowcases.
It's the classic KBM.
KBM. WKBM, everybody. Hey, I found it. All right,
finally. There you
go.
It
took me the whole show. Finally, a volunteer animal rescuer in New Jersey was able to rescue a cat seen wandering for several days with a jar stuck over its head. John DeBacker, vice president of Long Island's Cat Kitten Solution, was alerted to the plight of the feline in Irvington by fellow volunteer rescuers Marsha Sanford Fishkind and Eileen DiNicola.
They're great ladies.
Sometimes I take them right out of the newspaper and read them as is because they're so funny to read. DeBacker said he asked to be notified of any further sightings, and on Christmas Day, the phone lit up with alerts that the gray tabby cat had been spotted. DeBacker posted a video to Facebook showing how he had safely captured the cat and removed the jar from its head. The cat refused to comment on the story. It just stood there, stared at everybody angrily before beginning to lick itself. There you go. The cute little tabby cat, everybody.
Yeah.
And for all those that I missed, let me hit one more time. There you go. Did you hear that okay?
Beautiful.
Yes.
Teach you that here.
Like an organ.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Legacy Box. What's your New Year's resolution? You probably want to tackle that ancient box of treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve but weren't sure where to start. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then get back to your digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic, and by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. We've all used Legacy Box. We all love it. It's like a time machine that takes you back, and it lasts forever. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. It's all done right here in the USA. USA, USA, yay!
Woo!
Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today and send it in when you're ready. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Again, that's legacybox.com/TMOS, everybody. Welcome back to the show. And I want to say one thing about the holiday. My very best out to my nephew's family, Michael, and his particularly his wife, Sarah. Sarah's mom is going through it right now with a medical issue that I will not deal with details on, but I'm just going to say she's had a really, really tough time since Thanksgiving, and we wish her all the love and all the best in the world. And it makes you think that, you know, when it comes right down to presents and it comes down to where you are for New Year's Eve, it really doesn't matter one pile of warm spit. What matters is your health and your loved ones, and that's what really, really, really counts. Now, I didn't go into the details of it, but am I wrong when I'm talking about New Year's Eve television, or do you see my point where I just find the broadcast to be so awful
They water it down by extending it. You know, Dick Clark's used to start at 11:30,
right,
which means with commercials, Dick Clark only had to fill 30 minutes before the ball dropped. Then he could go to his pre-recorded stuff that he had done earlier in the year, and you could see the people lip-sync their records. Now there's, I think, 2.5 hours of Ryan, then local news, then a half hour before the ball drop. You can't do that much stuff. There's not that much content. And then you go over to CNN, and they've got even less than that because they don't have rock bands that they can cut to with their pre-recorded stuff. So they're more watered out if you go with
I liked it better when the Andy Cohen was drinking.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They did do that this year.
What's
they
that?
Did? They did drink this year.
Oh, they did? I didn't know.
I watched CNN. They started drinking again because last year they stopped and it was so boring that they allowed it again.
I didn't know they started. It was good boring when they drank too, at least the part
I would
that
tune
I
tune in at the top of every hour just to watch Anderson Cooper drink tequila.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, Mac, how was your Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, tell us.
All good. Very good. Spent some good time with my niece, which is fun. She's 1.5.
Adorable. Great age.
Adorable. Yeah.
Great age.
And did you rent out the top floor of the Biltmore Estate again this year?
Yes, we did.
That's a lot of fun with that. Of course. Did you anybody fly to the Caribbean this particular holiday?
No.
Okay.
No, it was everybody at home.
Now, Rob,
the Biltmore was very nice because they actually ate a Komodo dragon. It's an endangered species, but it was delicious.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
How about a liver update?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to see my liver doctor over the holidays, and all good news. As a matter of fact, he said, I continue to improve everything. All the scores are either the same or going in the right direction. He said that I don't need to do an MRI anymore. He's happy with an ultrasound just to make sure things aren't falling apart in there. So this is really good news. Blood work came back clean, all good from the endoscopy that I had. But I did have, he said, now, do you have any questions? And I said, I do, doctor. As you know, it's the holidays. I make a fruitcake with raisins soaked in liquor. I've been sober for 21 months. Would it be okay if I had a piece of fruitcake? He said, knock yourself out. If you ate enough fruitcake to harm your liver, your stomach is going to be your issue. Mm-hmm. So he said that it was okay. So I was able to have
thank
a fruitcake.
Thank you. I know Carla reached out and said thank you, but I have to say thank you to you for sending your and Rob makes the batch in the Spiewak commercial kitchens for everybody because there's so many that he has to make. And then he makes his own batch in his kitchen, sends them out to some of us on the show.
Thank you.
It was just
were good this year. They were very good.
Thank
days
you for
ago.
The best ofs.
Oh,
yeah, thank you for
Oscar.
The best of shows, too, as well.
Yeah.
And thank you also, Oscar, over the holiday for the customer service for everybody, because we were, you know, getting out a lot of product at the end of the year.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot going on.
That was really appreciated.
A lot going on. My pleasure.
Rob, I have to tell you,
you know, the stuff that I take usually has a governor for the amount of food. That yes. did not apply. I powered right through the whole fruitcake. I
Atta boy.
One. I always like to just nail one complete yeah. fruitcake, and
they
I
were
did.
Just so
and
good this
by
year.
The way, here's my method. If you, it's not fancy at all right? It is frozen. I put it in the freezer, and yep. but it because of the alcohol and everything, or the dough, or the way it's made, it doesn't get frozen solid ever.
No, it doesn't.
But it gets firm, and then I just take it out right out of the tin. The sticky tin. Sticky tin used to be my DJ name as well.
I thought that was your DJ band.
I eat it right out of the sticky tin, yeah. and along with a few departures. I have to tell you, this is a. I used to be very capable during a 2 week holiday mm-hmm. break of packing on at least 7 to 10. Easily. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, I got on the scale today. I was up 1 pound for the entire holiday.
A victory, right?
Uno
there.
Pound. And I consider that because one of the fruitcake and just sitting there by myself, Carla was asleep, and I'm going, nom, 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 nom. It was bled. There's nothing that tastes more like the holidays than that.
Can I offer two things
yes.
real quick? I had a listener send me a Facebook message that I had not replied to yet. He said he froze his fruitcake as soon as he got it.
Yeah.
What's the best way to thaw it? And I say to you, my man, no need to thaw it.
You don't
slice
need to thaw
it frozen, and yep. then it's best chilled. And also, I want to send a special thanks to Robert, who gave me by far the most thoughtful gift this Christmas.
What did he give you?
A ring light. For this broadcast, because
no.
he said, I've been watching the socials and you don't look as good as the other guys. This is ridiculous. Oh. So I bought you a ring light. And
that's
so, yeah, I'm
sweet.
Lit today by Robert's ring light that he got.
Oh,
me.
That's fair.
Which is actually, it was really heartwarming because
he cares.
And he's watching the socials every day.
That's beautiful.
Which is so cool. Julia. Yeah.
So technically, you know, Robert the Third cares more about the look of the show than you do.
Robert the Third has more disposable income than I do. So, would you know what, Mike? But if what you say is true, that just is an example of good parenting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very
it
true.
Is. Absolutely.
Very true.
And I am ready. I was ready, speaking of good parenting, to send the little man on his way because, look, the bottom line is gaming, which is his thing. It's
yeah.
his trip. We made it very clear that we are instituting new rules for the school, getting back to school. But
right.
I said, you know, at a certain point when he's on his vacation, like, that's his thing. That's what he wants
yeah.
to do. But I'll tell
yeah,
you something.
Yeah, let him do it.
It doesn't change the fact that he's just a stone-cold maniac when he's on that or you want to stop him. You know, it's like I walked in. I was gone for an afternoon of, you know, revelry with my golfing buddies. And I walk in and I was like, hello, little man. How are you? Dad, I'm in the victory royale. Like that. And last night I played for the last gaming session of his vacation. Dad played side by side. He played on his computer. I played on the PlayStation. And I said, what button do I hit for that? And he goes, I never played this game. Say, Dad, you hit the square button. It's the square button. I said, I turned around. I looked at him and said, I don't know. I don't know what the game is because I don't play it all the time.
How long into the game before he turned and shot you and killed your character?
I was murdered. I was at 68 before I got whacked. And then he,
yeah.
what do they respawn you? He respawned me.
Nice.
And then
that's
the second
category.
Time, the second time I got killed, he chose not to respawn him, and he got to do what he really wanted me to
yeah.
do, just sit there and watch him play.
Yeah.
And then he finished second because as he told me, I said, Michael, you missed your shot. Dad, I didn't have a powerful enough weapon.
Mike, it gets better. When they
yeah.
get older, it gets better. Robert was like that too, so it does
okay.
get better.
Well, it you know, a good holiday was had by all. Oh my God. Are we like
yeah, we're
super
very
late?
So. Yeah.
You have one sound that you can play when we come?
I can
Let's
play
take
you
a break.
A sound, yes.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back, and Rob will play a sound. And then we'll go home. Well, I am already home.
So am I.
I've lost complete control. What's going on here at the end?
We'll be right back. Might as well be 15 days. Jesus.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to get right into this now. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 65 pounds. I've lost over 68 pounds. I'm breaking the internet. I'm not breaking the internet.
Mike, it was so great to see the photos of you on Facebook. You are slim.
Thank you. I am excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do is click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take the quiz and see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you've heard so much about. And if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you are already on it, do what I did. Show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I already did that, and I'm still losing weight to date, over 68 pounds. Go ahead, get excited, and do it all online. Right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal. It's easy. With DermGlow, you can do it. All right, Rob Spiewak, take it away. There it is. My God, what happened to the time? My time management was for
the birds.
The flip side.
All right, actually, two quick sounds today because one is a closer and one needs to be mentioned. Over the holiday, it seems every time we take a vacation, someone dies that is of note. And this is a sad one because I love their work. Tommy Smothers passed away, half of the Smothers Brothers. Perhaps you remembered their album, Mom always liked you best.
Smash album back in the
huge day. Huge album.
70s or 60s?
60s they broke. As a matter of fact, they had a lot of their success because of Johnny Carson. And Johnny always said that these guys befuddled him because he didn't know if they were comedians that sang folk songs or folk singers that were funny. And this is one of their first appearances, and for those of a certain age, you will remember this. Mac, I'm just going to play the audio here. This
comes we can't see the video?
Well, no, because it doesn't exist. It was erased.
Oh, it was erased. Okay.
Yeah, you'll remember this, Mike, from the Tonight Show.
Why did you
show.
Say Mac, then? Like, if you
because
didn't
have I have a video piece of Smothers that I'm not going to run.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So this is, Mike, from the classic orange-covered Tonight Show album, Tommy Smothers talking about people building the trains across the United States.
These railroad men built the railroads over the mountains, and there lurked dangers in the mountains, and they built, they had to span, there were in they built railroads over crevices. Deep crevices in the ground, and in the bottom of the crevices, there was pumas. Vicious pumas with claws and foam coming out of these pumas' mouths, and these railroad men, they're just going wop, 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 and they come up to a crevice, and they say, wow, look at the puma down in the crevice. Hey, I'm not going to build a railroad across the crevice because there's a puma in the crevice.
There weren't any.
There's pumas in the
crevice. Don't say there were pumas because there weren't any. There wasn't one puma in one crevice.
There was nine pumas in that crevice.
And there weren't any pumas. You want to know why there weren't any pumas?
Well,
we don't have any pumas in this country. There are no pumas in America.
We accept everybody in America.
so great. And you got to feel for Dick Smothers, who said in a quote that his entire life, his brother was just a shadow away. And it's so sad. They had retired. He was 86, and it was cancer that took him. So if you want to treat yourself, go to YouTube and watch Tommy Smothers' impression of Johnny Carson.
There's a lot of stuff that won't hold up, but that stuff is timeless because it was, you know, it's been repeated. It's been imitated, but it's timeless. It holds up. Makes me laugh to this day.
So good. And, Mac, let's close with Luke McQuillan, okay? I love this guy because this guy makes a living, apparently, on TikTok doing an impression of B. Arthur. And people will send him B. Arthur lines. And I guess it's like his regular voice, but his name is Luke McQuillan. He is TikTok's B. Arthur.
Some people are like slinkies. They aren't really good for anything. But they still bring a smile to my face when I push them down a flight of stairs.
Mike.
There it is.
That's all I got.
There
today.
It is. That's a weird one. That is anywhere. That's from the, mind of Rob right there.
Daddy enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was a little strange. That's it. We'll be back with a brand new episode. Happy 2024, everybody. Thanks for sharing your wonderful stories today, guys. I appreciate that. We will return tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana in Los Angeles. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Where are you going? Going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
Did you do that? I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Goodbye.